I never planned on writing a trilogy about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, the siblings from Bethany that we meet in Luke's and John's Gospels. In fact, when I wrote Having a Merry Heart in a Martha World, I was fairly certain it was the one and only book to be found in those verses. But God surprised me 6 years later, and Having a Merry Spirit was born. The thought that there might be a third book never crossed my mind until I shared an interesting premise with a few friends who are writers. It was a teaching point I'd hoped to fit into Having a Merry Spirit, but never quite found room. We all know Jesus loved Mary, I told my friends. After all, look how she worshipped. And we can even understand how Jesus loved Martha. Look how she served. But what about those of us who don't know where we fit in the heart of God? The question hung in the air before I continued. The only thing of significance that Lazarus did was die. And yet when Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus that Lazarus was ill, they said, "Lord, the one you love is sick." Somehow my words seemed to have extra weight as they floated between us. Extra importance. Even I felt their impact. After a few moments, my friend Wendy broke the silence. That part of the story didn't make it into the book, because it is a book. I can't adequately explain what happened when she said those words, except to say it was though a giant bell began to sound in my soul. Its reverberation sent shockwaves through my body as I tried to change the subject. The thing is, I didn't want to write about Lazarus. I wanted to write a different book. I was ready to move on, to explore other subjects. But God wouldn't let me. And so you hold this book in your hands.